This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday. Valentine's Day is on Ash Wednesday this year.
No.
Aye. Which isn't it? Isn't it Wednesday,
yeah,
Valentine's Day?
You're right, yeah.
See if the if you're doing your Ash Wednesday, then you have to eat like fish and ashes and. It's not very romantic.
Do you not get that as a day off?
I don't know.
Is it too early?
I think chocolate fig cake will definitely pass the test.
Oh, definitely, yes.
With chocolate and red wine sauce and caramel cream.
Yes, So the cake is this cake here. So I've made that already. And it's just to, you know, beat up your butter and sugar and add your eggs. But and there's quite a lot of cocoa in it, more cocoa than flour, so it's quite rich.
It's a wee bit darker.
And if you want to make it gluten free, it'd be a really easy cake to make gluten free. Just substitute gluten free flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the figs are just chopped dried figs, chopped and mixed in with red wine.
You get
wine.
That in the supermarket.
Uh huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. You do. Red wine, sugar, zest and juice of orange, and a bit of mixed spice, and boil that up. And then let it cool about 5 minutes. Let it cool down. Strain off the juice. That's going to be the base of the sauce. And then you fold the chopped figs, which are nice and squishy.
And when you chop
at this stage.
Can you eat the whole? Can you eat all of a fig?
Uh huh.
You can eat the skin.
You know when you get a fig
bit?
And it's sort of pear shaped, and you cut into it, it's quite seedy. This cake is, you know, there's seeds in it, but that, you know, it's extra roughage, isn't it? It's healthy. You know, it's really healthy.
Love it.
Really healthy cake. Like yeah, and then just I did this individual pudding. You know, pudding bowls, mm-hmm. or you can do it in ramekins, or you can make one big cake. But I sort of thought for Valentine's Day, the recipe makes 5 cakes, so 2 each and then 1 in the morning for your breakfast. Okay? Or you can fight over that, you know? So, and then when you cut into it, it's quite rich, John, but crumbly as well, you know, like a nice crumbly sort of cake. So, that's the cake. So, and there's a bit of honey in it at the end and some buttermilk.
Right.
And the buttermilk just makes it quite light. And the honey, just a wee bit of extra sweetness. And again, if you get I had a lovely honey in this. It's just one that I bought and it's a local honey. But, you know, it's got that lovely floral thing. Mm. So very nice. And this is the juice, which is strained, actually. So this is the red wine and the wee bit of juice from the figs and the yeah, it is. It's posh syrup with the figs. So you know,
syrup
you know what? If my mother had given me that in the morning, I'd have been running to get it.
That's
you know,
well, you would have been.
Wrong. I would have been running to get it.
That's what
been,
I was going to ask.
Literally,
will this have the same? You know, there's nothing ruins a Valentine's Day more than potentially an overdose of syrup figs.
It's just too intense. This is vaguely flavoured with figs.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
Right,
don't worry.
Just checking because somebody's probably going to text in and ask.
I know. But she always get figs, you know, around Valentine's, you know, you get salads, you know, with figs, don't you? It's always very... So the juice of the red wine infused...
We'll call it the juice.
Yes. And then a drop of cream.
Next week she'll be doing tagliatelle carbonara with look at magnesia.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be good. It'd be counterproductive. It would cure you before you know, the garlic, yeah. Right, and then and then just your chocolate into that, and that's it. So that's the, and let that melt nice and gently, and that you get a lovely, had a wee bit done there. So it's a lovely glossy dark sauce.
And that is just unctuous.
Yes, that's it. And let that simmer down. If you don't want to put red wine, that just extra juice, extra mm-hmm. orange juice. And then the cream. So we've got a bit of a whipped cream here, and then we've got the banoffee toffee. You know, where you boil up a tin of condensed milk and for an hour or two, and then open it.
Yes.
But you can actually buy that now.
Made?
You can buy it already done, yes.
No way.
Hello?
So you don't have to risk life and limb then, redecorating your kitchen.
Everybody has blown up banoffee. Anybody that cooks for a living has gone and
has blown
done
up a tin of condensed milk
and forgotten about the, and it's exploded. So there you are.
That's a brilliant invention.
Health and safety.
Congratulations to whoever invented that.
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't cost that much more either. So just whip that into your cream. And so the cream is lightly whipped anyway. And then, you know, you get this lovely caramel cream.
I have to say the smell, and nobody at home can get this, but the studio is just full of that smell of sweetness and figginess and...
And you could just drop that chocolate into the pot. Like, you don't have to melt it beforehand or anything.
Because your syrup, you've got a wee bit of cream in the hot syrup, and then just put your chocolate in and actually turn the heat off.
Slowly.
Yeah, and you have to remember that chocolate melts in your pocket, and if this is good dark chocolate, so don't want to. So that's why you get that lovely gloss on it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you boil that and cook it,
yeah, okay,
your chocolate kind of burns. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is perfect. You know, when you're melting chocolate, if you melt it like to 42 degrees, you know, get your probe out now. You know what you do, you know. 42 degrees is the perfect snap. So there you are.
Right.
Not that anybody does that, but you can sort of tell. Treat it very gently.
Uh-huh.
You know, say, treat your chocolate like a man. Nice and gentle. You know? Not right. Not right, John.
Yeah.
Just the way you like to be treated.
D.H. Lawrence wrote a poem about figs. The more I read about figs, the more I'm not sure we should be putting this out at all.
No, I did do a wee bit of research too.
Quite a bit of connections with aphrodisiacness and all
the
rest.
Well, the apple was supposed to be, you know, the apple that tempted Adam was meant to be actually being a fig.
A fig?
Yeah. So there you are.
Fig leaves.
Well, the proper way to eat a fig in society is to split it in four, holding it by the stump, and open it so that it is a glittering, rosy, moist, honeyed, heavy-petaled, four-petaled flower. I'll stop there because I've read the rest of the poem. You can read the rest of it in your own time.
D.H. Lawrence,
say no
stop.
More. Let's have a go. Look at this. Glossy chocolate sauce.
Wait a minute, I only see one spoon.
On the cake. Now everybody's getting.
Oh no, Trudy, you get your own.
Everybody
in this
gets
program.
Their own. Everybody gets.
There's
nobody
one
leaves
for everybody.
The table.
Look, there you are. Panic not.
Does it keep for 4 days?
I
just bring it home.
It probably would actually. It will keep. This is the thing about this cake, because it's nice and moist, and you've got when you've dried fruit and anything, and it will keep. And just
do you know what that is?
You're
that's grown up chocolate cake.
That is grown up, isn't
that
it?
Is
because it's the red wine, and you get that. I think you know, with figs, you get that nice sultriness that you get with Middle Eastern food. It does feel grown up, doesn't it? And yet a stickiness as well,
and
so.
Sweetness, and definitely Valentine's Day would go with a swing. if you had your I mean that in the best possible way.
Yeah.
Anyway, 0-30-30-80-55-55.
Right.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.